The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord.
The Assumption of Our Lady. It is the most recent of dogmas, 1950. Pope Pius XII declared, "By the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, by the blessed apostles Peter and Paul, by my own authority, I proclaim, declare, define that the most blessed Mother of our God, the ever-Virgin Mary, when the course of her human life had ended, was assumed body and soul to heavenly glory." That's it. That's what it's all about. It opens up a whole bunch of more questions than it gives answers, doesn't it? How come? Why? What's it all about? Basically, it's local girl makes good. Where Our Lady is, we hope to follow. The gospel gives us an inkling as to how can this be true. Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nursed you. The response of Jesus. It always seemed to me like he was trying to squash all the praise that was being heaped on Mary. No, 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 no. Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Very, very short gospel, but it contains a lot. Why the assumption? How can it be? Not because Mary gave birth to the Mother of God, but because she heard God's word and kept it. That's what's important. That is what is worthy of the Baruch, the words of praise, the blessing. It doesn't matter that she gave birth to me. What matters is that she heard God's word and kept it. That's what makes her special. That is why we give her honor. The same thing that makes all of us special. Why Jesus praises and blesses all of us. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Where Mary is, we hope to follow.